Another great relaxation technique, or another mind-body approach, is something I call a mini mental vacation. So because your body and your physiology responds to the state of your mind and where your mind is as opposed to where you really are, you have a lot of power, right? Because even if you're in the middle of something difficult or stressful, you can take 5 or 10 minutes and mentally transport yourself, mentally imagine being in a different place. And guess what? You get a mini mental vacation. So that's what we'll do next. So to start the mini mental vacation, as with any mind-body approach, it's really a good idea to just take a moment and make sure you're comfortable in your chair or wherever you are. And if you're not comfortable, get comfortable. Change anything that needs to be changed or can be changed, so you're feeling at ease and supported by the chair or the floor or whatever it is that's holding you. And then if it's comfortable for you, closing your eyes. And if not, just let your gaze fall a little bit lower. Taking a few slow deep breaths. Just letting go of any tension you might be holding. And don't be surprised or distressed if your mind keeps thinking, thinking, thinking. Sometimes our minds like to do that. It's what they do. But you don't have to get caught up in that. You can just set the thoughts aside. And just allow yourself a moment to imagine a place where you feel completely at ease, completely relaxed, completely safe. Now this might be a place you've been before, or this might be a place you're just making up. Either way is fine. A place or an image might come immediately to your mind, or you might feel like you're just making it up. And again, either way is fine. But take a moment to imagine this place. A place where you feel completely safe, completely at ease, completely relaxed. Give yourself a few moments to settle into this place in your mind's eye. Take your time and look around this place. What do you see? What do you notice? Take a moment and notice the temperature. If you're outside, what's the weather like? Notice if there are any aromas. Or if there are any sounds that you can hear in this place. And just take your time. Enjoy being in this place where you feel safe, at ease, and deeply relaxed. Enjoy this time here. If you feel like exploring this place in your mind's eye, then do so. Get up and walk around. Notice what you notice. Or just stay still and be. Notice notice how you feel in this place. Know that you can come back to this place anytime you would like. When you're ready, just take a moment and thank this image in your mind's eye for joining you. Let it know that you'd like to come back if you would. And when you're ready, very slowly and gently begin to return your attention to the place you're physically in. Begin to feel the floor beneath you. Begin to notice the temperature of this place, the sounds of this room. And when you're ready, very slowly and gently, begin to open your eyes as you return from your mini mental vacation. And just take a few moments to transition, perhaps noticing how you feel and if anything feels different in your body or in your mind or in your soul. And again, please know you can come back to this place anytime you would like. You can guide yourself in this way. If you notice, I asked you to pay attention to all of your senses, so not just visually imagining this place, but feeling and noticing the temperature, the sounds, the smells. That helps the mind fully engage in that image. So it makes the powerful experience even more powerful. So that's just a little tip when you do that on your own. It's a great way to go to sleep at night, a great way to get back to sleep if you awake, a great way to take a break in the middle of a crazy day or a stressful night. So thanks so much for trying it out. I hope you'll enjoy using these tools and these approaches anytime you think of them, any place you are. Thanks so much.